Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to discuss a wide swath of topics with Mike Hillaby, former chief of staff to Governor Gwynn. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Bilyeu, Andrew McKay, and Howard Rosenberg. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to program Mike Hillaby, former chief of staff to Governor Gwynn and currently director of legislative affairs for Kemp for Kroll. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Nice to be here.
So during the reign of Governor Gwynn, he was trying to get a gross receipts tax passed, wasn't able to do that, ended up amassing more tax through the MBT than was needed at the time, and refunded about $300 million to the public. And he said on this program several times that he was just thrilled. Every time somebody came up and said, Governor Gwynn, we really appreciate that money that we got back in that tax refund. What do you see now that the commerce tax has passed? First of all, did you support that? And B, what do you think the effects of it are going to be?
So we, in the lobbying business, we had a number of clients who supported it. We had a number who said, I don't think I love it, but it's probably better than some of the alternatives. And I think most agreed, at least in our client base, the ones that took a position on the tax, agreed that some kind of broader-based business tax was timely, and we really needed to do that. Particularly, I think, as everyone saw, I think it was 3.6% of businesses under the payroll tax were all that were paying. So the vast majority of businesses weren't really paying in. A number of eye-opening statistics came out over the course of that. So I think a number of our clients said, we're fine doing something, and the way it was ultimately put together made sense to them. And I should probably disclose, our firm will be paying the tax. We've got three offices and medium-sized, truly Nevada law firm, and we're doing well enough that we'll be subject to the tax, too. We talked about that last night at a partner meeting.
Okay. And, do you think that we're going to have businesses not come here because of the commerce tax?
I think that's going to be limited. You know, in all the years in office, and I've heard the same, when I worked for Kenny Gwynn, I've heard the same thing from Brian Sandoval, Steve Hill, others in the economic development world. In almost every instance, companies come in and want to talk about quality of life, your education system, where are my employees going to live. There are a number of factors. We didn't get to tax a real discussion about taxes till fairly far down the list for most of the companies, particularly those that we'd like to encourage to be here in the high tech, lower impact manufacturing, those sorts of things. That's not the, just not the top of their list.
Well, and there have been a lot of abatements for companies like Switch and Tesla. Mm-hmm. And so some of those companies that we would like to have here and are here now or expanding here are going to have a lot of their taxes abated.
Right. We still have all of those programs, property tax, sales tax, a variety of things. You look at the sort of heavy lifting that we did for Tesla to get them here last fall, another one this time for data centers to provide some tax incentives for data centers. Switch obviously gets the bulk of the PR, and they're very good at that. There are a number of other data centers that are smaller and companies located in Nevada-based companies doing that.
So do you think we're going to end up overshooting again? Because it looks to me like with the amount of revenue, you know, especially with the money that's going to come in from the tax cab industry. And by the way, did that surprise you that the tax cab industry ended up getting that 3% levy?
It really did. So let me back up. I think, you know, anytime you're going to create a new tax, much as we did in 03, you're going to be conservative in that estimate. You don't want to build a budget. And most of our budgeting process, the Economic Forum, the fiscal analysts at the legislature and the executive branch side as well, are going to be fairly cautious. Anytime you have a brand new tax, you're probably going to be conservative. So we may come in a little over, but I think today's headlines were down 4% or something in gaming. So we continue to see some weakness in other parts of our tax collection. So I think it's going to be very important. Hopefully they did build that conservatively enough to make that work.
But and when you say we're down 4% in gaming, are we not up in other revenues that are now taking over the majority, especially on the Strip, of revenues, you know, hotel, entertainment?
Right. So the sales tax, we've long been in that position where the gaming is actually less as a percentage of the total tax collections from the resort industry. Again, like you said, the nightclubs, the high-end restaurants, the shopping, the taxes on the hotel rooms and merchandise and other things are overtaking that gaming. But it's still a huge part of the state's economy. So anytime we see that down, it's concerning. And you do see often some correlation as that number goes down, that sales tax number is going to be hurt too, because those are you're going to have people there with a lot of discretionary money to spend. Gaming, that means they're probably going to spend quite a bit dining and doing high-end shopping.
You know, it was interesting to see that James Packer quoted the other day as saying that he's going to stick with 1,100 rooms for his new resort, which is going to be a multi-billion-dollar resort on the New Frontier property. Mm-hmm. And when asked if he was going to put another tower in, I think by Norm Clark, he said no. He said, you know, that's not the model. Do you think that's what we're going to see is people building more amenities, especially in Southern Nevada, rather than building rooms at this point in time?
You know, I don't know that I could prognosticate on what the individual casino developers might do, but I think you're clearly seeing a different kind of experience that people are looking for in those hotels. Even look at City Center, as large as that is, there are individual properties that give you a different kind of feel. So I think that makes sense, and they've clearly figured out for their space on the New Frontier something that they believe is going to work for them.
Property taxes. You know, we've got the property tax cap, 3% and 8%?
8% for commercial.
Which is, of course, unconstitutional, but who's going to argue about that? Do you see those caps being lifted anytime in the near future? Because local governments are still struggling to get back to where they need to be, or where they say they need to be.
You know, it's a little bit ironic, or 10, 15 years ago, we used to lament the fact that the 1976 property tax switch in the mid-70s and to give most of that revenue to local government had been a real boon to them, and we wished we had it, and then we saw just how dangerous it was when the market really tanked and how volatile that was for local governments, and you're right. And because of the way that cap works, you can sort of precipitously fall off the cliff, but with that slow growth, it takes you a long time to see that. So local governments actually lagged behind the recovery and remain and still lag behind. Politically, it's just really difficult to get rid of that. I think we've had the last two or three sessions some discussion about changing the sort of arbitrary idea that it's, you know, 35% of assessed valuation is the tax. We have the most complicated. Carol Velardo from the Taxpayers Association, I know has been here a number of times, always talks about
it. She has a parking place right
exactly,
outside here.
We have the most complicated property tax system in the country. I mean, nobody's got one as complicated as ours. So there's a number of things you could do without actually touching the cap. Constitutionally, it's $5 per $100 of assessed valuation. Statutorily, it's $3.64. Those are pretty difficult to raise, but you can change calculations inside there, and it's probably more likely that that happens than actually going after the cap.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Killaby when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Hillaby. He's the former chief of staff to Governor Gwynn. There was discussion during the session of looking at a services tax, but then I believe it was Senator Robeson said he doesn't anticipate any taxes being proposed in the next session.
I think after doing a tax increase of this size, we know there's going to be at least an effort to try to repeal it. Then we may see court challenges, the process of trying to get through the regulations, dealing with all the hiccups that happened there. It would be tough to come back in the next session. But there's been conversation about a sales tax on services for a long time. We looked at it in 2003 and said at some point in the not-too-distant future, we're going to need to look at that because more and more of our economy and more of the monetary value is being spent on services rather than goods. It's just a factor of 21st century life. So as long as we leave that segment of the economy untouched, we are missing out on some kind of tax revenue. And it's not just missing out on a revenue source. The other issue is, is the tax scheme fair? Are you getting people broadly across the board in a uniform kind of way? And as long as sales tax on services is out there and we continue to spend more, that'll be a target and be talked about.
What do you think about the idea of repeal? I mean, it would not be difficult to get the signatures, but I don't see the businesses that fought the teacher's tax coming up and putting up that kind of money to repeal this tax.
I think you're right. Because of the low turnout in 2014, it probably makes it easier to go gather those signatures, and it's easy to say, let's get rid of a tax, even though very few people will pay it directly. Obviously, an argument to be made that indirectly businesses will pass that on. It's still a relatively small number of businesses, and the net revenue is projected at about $60 million. So it's really not a lot of money, but it's a very controversial issue. Certainly understand the challenge with the referendum, and I think it's been talked about extensively, is if you put it up, and the referendum is successful, the taxes are repealed, and what do? That clearly makes gaming and mining and some other businesses very nervous, and those that are currently subject to the modified business tax or payroll tax. But the flip side of that is, if you put it on the referendum and it fails, it means that the legislature can never amend the tax. So we could never go back and do everything has to be done by a vote of the people. So it's much the same as the sort of burden we have with the sales and use tax. Certain parts of that law, the only way we can deal with it are go back to general elections and have votes of the people.
And do you agree that that's really the worst way to govern?
I think it's a horrible way to govern. Look at California. When you do everything by initiative, a significant portion of the California budget now is out of the hands of lawmakers. You can't touch it. And every time you do that, it sounds wonderful, but that's for them, it's been going on for decades. Sort of a holdover of the early progressive movement. It's a real problem. We elect lawmakers to make decisions, and they make tough decisions, and we may not always like them, and they stand for election the next time. It's the same idea of recalling legislators because people didn't like the way they vote. That really, we don't in Nevada have a law that says it's limited to malfeasance or crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors in office, but we ought to, and I think that's clearly what the founders intended, was it was really for malfeasance, not because you didn't like the way somebody voted.
I've got to ask you about this. Switch has cut a deal with NV Energy. Rob Roy and Paul Caldhill got together apparently and negotiated this deal that will keep Switch within NV Energy instead of going outside to buy green energy. But they're paying a higher price, a premium, for that energy. I don't see where that makes sense from a business point of view.
Well, and I can't speak for Rob Roy, but they've been very dedicated to the idea of green energy. I think it means something to a lot of their customers, the eBays and the PayPals and the others that are fairly progressive and more modern high-tech companies. A lot of those customers want that and are willing potentially to pay a little more. I can't imagine they would have gone into it if they didn't think their customers were willing to pay more, and that was something that they wanted, to be able to say that they were powered by green energy.
Okay, so now what does this say to the major companies on the Strip, Las Vegas Sands, MGM, Caesars, who would like to leave NV Energy as well and go out and buy their power independently?
Well, I think that's a huge question, and is there going to be enough pressure between now and the next session for those companies to be able to work out either some kind of deal on their own or for the PUC to weigh in? Or are we going to have to see some clarifications to the law from now over a decade ago that was originally written with the idea about letting people off? Clearly, green energy is here to stay. It's not a fad. I think, some years ago you might have had people at NV Energy thinking, oh, they'll come back. People don't care about that. People do. It matters. We're going to have to deal with it. But I found it interesting looking at Hillary Clinton's proposal to put up 70 million solar panels, whatever the number is, look at just the microcosm of that nationwide with the fight we've had here about leaving utility and that stranded investment and fighting that state by state by state all around the country will be very interesting.
Well, and the energy companies, or the power companies, I should say, I think have a legitimate cause here because they have to build the infrastructure, they have to build the transmission lines, and who's going to pay for those if they're doing net metering and rewarding the people who have green energy?
Sure. We have a century-old model where we essentially said to someone, you can have a monopoly. This is the exchange. You build the infrastructure that we need. We'll guarantee a rate of return for you that's fair. That's been a nice, steady investment for retirees and pension funds for a century or more. That model is going to be challenged a little bit by this, and we're going to have to figure out what to do with it.
And when you say a little bit, you mean a lot.
I do mean a lot.
Always a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Michael Holt Subaru is having a sale that's completely off the wall. Announcing the Off the Wall Sales Event. Prices to every new Subaru are posted on the wall, making car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the price off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back and forth negotiations, no high prices. It's Michael Holt Subaru's Off the Wall Sales Event.
Rows and rows of new Subarus are priced to sell now at Michael Holt Subaru.
Michael Holt Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City. But hurry, prices come down July 31st.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms. Can't do that with satellite. With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Bilyeu is here, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Andrew McKay is Chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. And Howard Rosenberg is Howard Rosenberg. And that's all we need to really say. Let's start out with you. And what can you tell us about the regulatory process that you're going through for Uber, Lyft, and the taxicab industry?
We have completed two regulatory workshops. We're waiting for additional written public comment. Those regulations are going to be transmitted over to LCB. Hopefully sent back to the NTA, and then we'll adopt those presumably early September. We are moving as fast as within the confines of the statute's permit.
Okay, and when do you think that I will be able to use that app on my phone that is currently disabled in Nevada?
That crystal ball is a little foggy, because that's a better question for Lyft, Uber, and the other transportation network companies. I think conceivably at some point, certainly in September. I would be surprised if at some point in September you don't see Uber and Lyft in full operation.
Were you surprised after the session that the 3% tax got passed?
That's a good question.
What I'm here for. Do you have a good answer?
It certainly came out of nowhere, but once that proposal was floated and when it was out in the legislative arena, not at all. That was definitely going to pass, especially due to the fact that first $5 million are earmarked to the highway fund, and then you have the other amount of money that's going to go to the med school, and there was no way that you're going to unring that bell.
Okay, let's change topics here. Howard, Dan Klaich was on the program last week, and he's been attacked quite vociferously by the Las Vegas Review-Journal on various areas, and I don't think people are disputing the areas. But what do you think? You served on the Board of Regents. What do you think of the tenure of Dan Klaich?
He has done a beautiful job, considering what it is that he's got to work with. This is a huge system that is constantly undergoing change. It isn't like you can say, this is the way it's going to be for the next 7 months. Because in education, things change, and they change drastically. And keeping your hand on where everything is rough. Dan's got a rough job. There is a new approach to community colleges, which I think is a mistake, but that's just my personal opinion. We tried it before. It doesn't work. Dan knows that in order for it to work, it's got to be given another chance in a different way. No matter what he does, he's going to get hurt for it because somebody's going to disagree with him. That's half the fun. What really bothers me is the newspapers. We don't have newspapers anymore. We have people that have opinions that publish them in the newspapers. Up here, we have what I call yellow journalism. Down there, I don't know what you'd call it. But they get something and hold on to it, and boy, this is going to sell papers because we can really attack.
Elaine Wynn and Michael Yakira penned an editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal totally defending Chancellor Klaich, and it was sub-penned by a whole bunch of other people. And part of what they said was, part of his problem was a north-south thing, that because Klaich lives in the north, that there's a lot of pressure from the south. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if that's the real dynamic that's going on here, but... the university system is a vast, complex mechanism that's dysfunctional in many, many respects and many of its parts. When I was in the legislature, we used to say it was based essentially a black hole into which we poured money, and we never saw it again, and no accountability. Things haven't changed dramatically since that time. Yeah, is there north and south? Yeah, there was when I was in the legislature. I think it's becoming more and more stronger because they're competing for dollars.
Andy, do you want to jump in there?
He has his hands full, certainly. Is it going to result in him either? He's publicly said he's not going to resign. Yeah. Presumably that means he's comfortable in the decisions he's made. I'm going to steer clear of that. To be totally honest,
I prefer to wait until the investigation's over with.
Exactly.
This business of accountability is a wonderful thing. in education, you can't be accountable instantly. It takes time. The black hole that we pour money in and we don't get anything for. You don't know that until 5, 10, or even 15 years later.
What I did know at the time was is that the university system had a way of moving money around, as many government bureaucracies do, so that although it was appropriated for this, somehow or other it got spent for this. I remember a number of years, many years ago, was it within the Washoe County School Board, they suddenly found a $5 billion discrepancy out there that had been pigeonholed. That kind of thing that is usual with bureaucracies.
And the best way to handle that is internal audit that is totally and completely neutral, answering to the board or to whatever governing body it is.
No question.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
At K-12, we believe that every child is uniquely brilliant. Some are curious. Others inventive. Passionate. Even outside the box. So they deserve an education designed for them. K-12 is available through tuition-free online public schools. Taught by highly qualified state-licensed teachers, it's a full-time option that allows parents and students to individualize their education. K-12 programs teach to and embrace your child's unique brilliance, enhancing their ability to succeed. Join the growing community of K-12 families who have succeeded with an individually tailored, tuition-free online education. Call now or visit k12.com to learn more. Tuition-free for K-11 students in Nevada.
Fresher dentures with Polident for the best first impression. Love loud, live loud. Polident. Number one dentist recommended. Fresher dentures with Polident for those breathless moments. Hug loud, live loud. Polident. Number one dentist recommended.
Makes us smile, especially when it's in the midway.
Wow, these tickets will get me some cool prizes. And there are so many things to choose from.
I think I found my new best friend here at Circus Circus.
This place is awesome. Look what I won in the midway, and it only took a couple of tries.
Circus Circus Reno, where you get great service with a smile.
On our next broadcast, we're talking with Jill Tolles, Parent Leaders for Education. We'll see you on the next broadcast.